Rita Holborn to give you a message this afternoon. She's got various different hats on, one of the busiest radical women that I know in PCS, working round the country, supporting us in the anti-austerity movement, supporting Stand Up to Racism for years. Here she is, Zita, my good friend. Greetings, everyone! Greetings! Fantastic to be out here standing up for our rights. I'm speaking on behalf of my union, the Public and Commercial Services Union. I bring a message of solidarity from Mark Sawatka, our General Secretary, and everyone at PCS. He can't be here today, but he's here in spirit, if not in person. PCS, after the EU referendum result, held an emergency National Executive Committee meeting within 2 days of that result to respond to what has happened. And we agreed that there should be a new anti-racist campaign working with the TUC to stand up to the horrific racism we saw during and after the Brexit campaign. The Brexit campaign was a toxic, xenophobic, racist, Islamophobic campaign, and it has no place in our society or in our country. We also agreed that in that anti-racist campaign, a new anti-racist campaign, that we should have an education program on migration, because we need to dispel all the horrific and horrendous and wicked lies and myths that were told by Tories, by UKIP and other right-wing and fascist organisations. We mustn't be blaming migrant people. I'm the daughter of a migrant. I've contributed to this society. I work as a civil servant. I'm representing people. I'm saving lives. I'm standing up for everybody, black and white. So don't come to tell me I don't have any place in the UK. Yeah. We also agree that our NEC, that we should support Jeremy Corbyn.
Yeah.
Woo. Yeah. And we stand with Jeremy Corbyn because he stands with us, and he always has done. John McDonnell and Jeremy Corbyn have given PCS unwavering support for decades. They've been on our picket lines, at our rallies, representing all our concerns in Parliament, anti-austerity policies that PCS has. They've taken into Parliament when successive governments wouldn't do anything and actually created a problem. Jeremy has said that if he was elected as the Prime Minister of the UK, he would bring a return to single bargaining for pay. And that supports our aim. So whilst we're not affiliated to the Labour Party, we see him as the best person that can represent our interests in Parliament.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We must stand in solidarity. This week, I supported a by-election campaign in my area for a Labour candidate from my union who stands by Jeremy Corbyn. And during that campaign, he got elected and he got more votes than all of the other candidates put together.
Yeah.
So when they try to demonise us and say we're thugs and we're trying to take over their party, no, we're trying to take back what belongs to us as a people and as society. Politicians are supposed to represent us, not the other way around. But during that by-election campaign, one of our supporters was attacked by racists, called the P word, and smashed in the head with a glass bottle. And I'm proud to say that the local councillors held an emergency demo the following day in Forest Gate to say we're not going to stand for any racism in our borough, and we're not going to stand for any racism in our society. So right now, I say to you, Black Lives Matter. Don't tell me all lives matter, because I've been fighting for all lives all my life. And we're now saying that black people are being killed both in the USA and the UK with impunity by police. Right now in Liverpool, there's a huge demonstration that's taking place because of the murder by police of MZ Muhammad, and I'd like you to all give him a round of applause in solidarity.